We here have a conclusion. So the conclusion is, therefore, the defendant did not establish that construction was not completed within a reasonable time, and the Rama was not in breach as to completing the construction. Without a breach by the Rama, the funeral home could not establish that the Rama's breach can, or an unreasonable time to complete, justify its withholding the final payment. As to the counterclaim, issue 2, does shoddy work by the contractor justify the funeral home in withholding its final payment? And the rule here is, an owner may withhold payment to the contractor when the contractor has substantially performed the contract. Read it again. The owner may withhold payment to the contractor when the contractor has not substantially performed the contract. Let's apply it here. So the damage sustained by the funeral home due to the shoddy work was $6,000 and $180 cost to repair, while final payment was $17,950. So $6,180 represents only a small portion of the project. The conclusion here is that therefore the contractor substantially performed and the funeral home was not justified in withholding its final payment. Substantially performed the majority of the work, probably 80-90% of the work is done to satisfaction, substantially. So here the funeral home was then not justified in withholding its final payment.